2020 poll, Democrat Beto O'Rourke surges into top tier of presidential candidates. By Matthew Boyle on December 12, 2018. Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, has surged into the top tier of Democrat presidential candidates in 2020, per a new poll from Emerson College. The poll of 800 registered voters, conducted December 6 to December 9, found that former Vice President Joe Biden leads the 2020 Democrat field with 26%, while Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who caucuses with Democrats and ran for president as a Democrat in 2016, is in second place at 22%. Neither of those two results is surprising, but the real shock in this poll is who is next up, O'Rourke. O'Rourke is the only other potential Democrat presidential candidate to break double digits and comes in third place in this survey with 15%. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, is down in fourth place at 9%, and Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Sherrod Brown, DO, tie for fifth place with 7% apiece. After O'Rourke's impassioned run for the U.S. Senate in Texas in 2018's midterm elections, where he came within 3% of defeating Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, in a deep red state, has sparked widespread interest in a potential run for the presidency from the up-and-coming darling of the left. Recent reports suggest that top Democrat stars like former President Barack Obama and failed 2018 Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum have been flirting with helping O'Rourke with a 2020 run for the presidency, too. NBC News reported this week. Beto O'Rourke hasn't made up his mind about a possible presidential run in 2020. But behind the scenes he's speaking to potential kingmakers among a constituency whose support he'll need in a Democratic primary, African Americans. In the last 2 weeks, the soon-to-be former Texas congressman met with former President Barack Obama at his Washington office, a source familiar with the meeting confirmed to NBC News, and spoke by phone with the Reverend Al Sharpton and fellow 2018 progressive darling Andrew Gillum. While O'Rourke's fortunes keep rising, other previously thought to be formidable potential 2020 Democrats have seen their chances slip out of grasp. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, a top Democrat who is close friends with Obama, announced he will not be running for the presidency. And Warren, his fellow Massachusetts Democrat, has been haunted by her history of falsely claiming to be a Native American. Even establishment and usually sympathetic media outlets like the New York Times and Boston Globe have thrown cold water on a potential Warren White House bid. Similar age considerations afflict Sanders and if he would launch another bid for the White House. If he were to run, Sanders would be 79 years old on Election Day in 2020 again. If he were to win, making him the oldest person ever sworn into the presidency. But Sanders also faces inter-Democrat opposition, as the more establishment wing of his party is still aggrieved over his run against failed 2016 Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Rodham Clinton, believing Sanders weakened her walking into the general election, softening her up for current President Donald Trump to beat her. The Emerson College survey's margin of error is 3.6%.